This is Akashvani, the news read by Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav. The death toll in Sikkim flash flood disaster has risen to 30, including 9 Indian Army personnel. 81 people are still missing. A total of 1,320 houses were severely damaged and 13 bridges washed away after the glacial-fed Lonak Lake triggered a flash flood in Teesta River on Wednesday. A total of 30 relief camps are open where over 7,000 people have taken shelter. Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang visited the disaster-affected areas at Naga in Mangan district and a relief camp yesterday. The Chief Minister assured full support and assistance to the people. He also provided financial aid for emergency purposes. Minister of State for Home Affairs Ajay Kumar Mishra yesterday chaired a meeting with Sikkim Chief Secretary, other departments, army and other organizations at Tashi Ling Secretariat in Gangtok. He said the central government is closely monitoring the situation in Sikkim and all necessary assistance for the state is being provided. Mr. Mishra also visited the flash flood devastated areas in Rangpo and Bardang. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the time has come to uproot terrorism from the country. He said, for that, we will now have to work towards zero-tolerance strategy and zero-tolerance action. Mr. Shah was addressing the 49th All India Police Science Congress in Dehradun yesterday. The Union Minister said, in the last 9 years, the central government has made significant achievements in improving law and order in Jammu and Kashmir, the left-wing extremist region and the northeast. The Home Minister said that development has gained momentum due to a reduction in violence in leftist areas. Earlier yesterday, the Home Minister also chaired the 24th meeting of the Central Regional Council at Narendranagar in Tihri district. In a major turn of events in the Middle East yesterday, Palestinian militant group Hamas launched a surprise large-scale attack by firing a barrage of rockets into southern and central Israel, killing at least 150 people and injuring 1,100 others. In the first reaction to the attacks, Israeli PM Benjamin Netanyahu said that Israel is at war, further asserting that they will win it. Israeli President Isaac Herzog also strongly attacked Hamas, calling it a terrorist army, and also accused Iran of supporting the terror attacks. In response to the deadly attacks, the Israel Defense Forces launched Operation Swords of Iron, with Israeli Air Force launching airstrikes hitting 17 military compounds and 4 operational command centers belonging to Hamas in the Gaza Strip, killing more than 230 people. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed solidarity with Israel and said that India's thoughts and prayers are with the innocent victims and their families. In a social media post, PM Modi said he is deeply shocked by the news of terrorist attacks in Israel. His thoughts and prayers are with the innocent victims and their families. India stands in solidarity with Israel at this difficult hour. India has advised its nationals in Israel to remain vigilant and observe safety protocols in view of the Hamas terrorist attack there. The Indian embassy in Israel has urged people to observe caution, avoid unnecessary movement, and stay close to safety shelters. In case of emergency, the embassy can be contacted at +97 23 522 6748. And a message can also be sent at cons1.telaviv@mea.gov.in. Meanwhile, India's representative office to Palestine has asked all Indian nationals in Ramallah to directly contact the office in case of emergency or if any assistance is needed. The representative office also provided a 24-hour emergency helpline. In a social media post, India's representative office to Palestine said, in light of the prevailing security situation, Indian nationals in Palestine can directly contact the representative office of India to address any case of emergency or needed assistance on the 24-hour emergency helpline, Jawal 0592-916418, and WhatsApp +970-5929-16411. And that is the end of this news bulletin.